Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
Good morning, and on this Veterans Day, here is the WSIU Almanac. The U.S. grew by one more state today in 1889, when Washington became state number 42. Locally in Olney this morning, their Veterans Day parade starts at 10:30, running from Trust Bank to the Richland County Courthouse. In Jefferson County today, the 25th annual Veterans Day ceremony starts at 10 a.m. at Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. In Waltonville, the Veterans Day parade starts at 10 this morning, and this year the Marine Corps celebrates its 241st birthday, and tomorrow the American Legion in Murfreesboro is hosting a formal ball to mark the occasion. Start time, 6 p.m. And now, here with your Friday astronomy is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
Rising in the east is a tiny dipper-shaped group of stars that resembles a little glowing cloud. This is the Pleiades star cluster, sometimes called the Seven Sisters. The Pleiades are mostly hot, blue giant stars, which are very young by astronomical standards. These stars are only about 100 million years old. The Pleiades themselves are part of the constellation Taurus, the Bull, whose V-shaped head lies below the Pleiades. This V pattern is actually an entire star cluster, the Hyades, the closest such star cluster on Earth. On the morning of November 15th, the just-past full moon becomes a temporary part of the Hyades.
And that's your November 11th WSIU Almanac. Have a great weekend. Good Friday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. The Van Gogh painting Irises sold at auction for just over $53 million today in 1987. And 165 years ago, an official patent was issued for the telescope. Locally, you can help children in Southern Illinois by donating to this year's Toys for Tots campaign, which kicked off last month at Myrdale True Value. See the contact information on our website. The Arts Council of Southeast Missouri is sponsoring the annual Arts and Crafts Extravaganza for 2 days, November 19th and 20th, and the Osage Center and the Show Me Center are the sites. The next Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club's free hike is this Sunday, November the 13th at the Rocky Bluff Trail, which is, by the way, inside Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. You do need to pre-register, and to do that, call Kevin Rowling at 618-998-5920. And in Carbondale this morning, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Harvey Welch will keynote the Veterans Day ceremony starting at 11 at Veterans Memorial Plaza. In health improvement, this Monday there are two diabetes screening events planned for Southern Illinois. One takes place at Southeastern Illinois College near Harrisburg, and the other at the Community Health and Education Complex at John A. Logan College. Both get underway at 7:30 in the morning, and they are a part of World Diabetes Day, which is Monday. And that's your November 11th WSIU Almanac. Have a good Friday and a good weekend.